Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, anytime I feel sorry for myself when I'm being persecuted, they're lying about me. I think about Dr. Andrew Wakefield, not the first scientist or doctor to come out and connect vaccines to autism and other debilitating issues, but the most prominent. And for those who don't know the story, he could recap it, but they put out a big story. They said he was a liar. Turned out a decade later, he was vindicated. Those that made it up, you know, they were discredited. But I can't think of a better guest for this whole mRNA rollout and the fact that they now admit it doesn't work, makes people sick, 9 out of 10 dying. British Medical Journal are dying who've had COVID after they've been triple jabbed. I mean, this thing has blown up big time in their face. He's got a new film, Infertility, A Diabolical Agenda. We'll play the trailer coming up a little bit later in this hour. But when I think about a redemption arc, you did real research as a research scientist. You put the information out, and you've been proven right. You've been vindicated. And now here we are in the year 2022, and nobody's laughing at Dr. Wakefield now. We're crying, actually. So good to have you here, my friend. God bless you. And I'm going to try to shut up because, you know, I talk a lot. For you to start wherever you want, maybe recap who you are. We have a big audience, new listeners every day. There's probably a million new listeners right now with Andrew Tate and Steve Bannon on today. We've usually got 3 million viewers, probably about 5 million today. So wherever you want to start, this is important.
Alex, it's great to be back on the show. Thank you very much. I, for those who don't know, I graduated in medicine in 1981 in London, St. Mary's Hospital, part of six generations of my family who have trained as doctors there. And the fundamental teaching to me was to listen to the patient or the patient's parents, because the first thing they tell you will be the clue to what's wrong with them. And that has gone from medicine now. And in 1995, mothers started calling me and saying my child was absolutely normal, and then they had a triple vaccine, MMR, and they regressed into autism. I said, I know nothing about autism. I'm a gastroenterologist. How can I help? And they said, my child has terrible GI problems, diarrhea, wasting, failure to thrive. They're in pain. I know they're in pain. They've lost the ability to speak, but as their mother, I know they're in pain. And every doctor I've spoken to has dismissed this and sent me away. And so we investigated this, and as is always the case in medicine, the parents were right. The children had intestinal inflammation. When we treated that, not only did it heal the intestinal inflammation, it made the autism better. And so we pursued the vaccine issue, and against a lot of pushback from my colleagues and the medical school and heavy investment from pharmaceutical companies, and it turned out to be absolutely right. To right to the extent that when the CDC investigated it later, as we reported in the film Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, they found the data so compelling that linked MMR vaccine to autism, they had to destroy the data and to produce a paper that said something completely different. One of their senior scientists came forward 14 years later and said, we have done a terrible thing. We have lied, and we have put millions of children at risk of serious permanent neurological injury, and nothing happened. And that was what made me so angry at the time, Alex, and I thought, there is no accountability. And from that point forward, my films were about accountability. people have to be held accountable for the damage they've done. And
I should have added, your films have been seen close to a billion times. And I mean, you're like the original OG when it comes to exposing this. Is it surreal to now see it be the number one issue and just the carnage?
You know, it's fascinating, Alex. When I started this, there were five of us around the world who were prepared to talk openly about vaccine safety issues. Now that number, because of COVID and because of the movies, is more than half the adult population of the world. That is where this has come from. And so people.
So you're a human perseverance telling the truth story. It's not about lionizing. I know you don't want that, but people that are down but telling the truth, you need to know, there's, as Martin Luther King said, the universe bends towards justice.
It needs, we absolutely need that, and we need accountability. We need justice. A lot of kids have been harmed. And as you pointed out with this COVID shot, a lot more people are being harmed. But it has woken people up to the fact that this has been perpetrated by a pharmaceutical industry and a government consortium that is working together that is not in the interests of the American people, the people of the world, but is in the interests of profit over people.
You've gone from a true voice in the wilderness, being demonized, attacked, destroyed, reborn, like a phoenix, vindicated. But I'm sure you're not even happy with that, because you'd rather just stop this.
Yeah, it's not about me. And what I realized halfway through this, Alex, is it's not about me. As though all the insults were directed against me, it was made to sound personal. It was actually about something far more important, and that is the survival of the human species, the children, the grandchildren, the future of this country, of the world, were at risk, and I had to do something about that.
Well, that's right. This is the depopulationist attack, and I brought that up because you raised that in the last few interviews years ago when you went through hell. When I'm under attack, when I realize I'm part of the human species and just say they're attacking us all, then I have total peace. And at that moment, the enemy loses power over you.
Yeah, it is absolutely my job not only to persevere and prevail, but to thrive in this arena. I need to act as a beacon, if anything, to other doctors, other scientists, that there is life after this. You come out, you do the right thing. You do the right thing by virtue of your training, by virtue of the ethics that bind your professional.
And I want to get to what's currently happening, but and I'm going to shut up next segment, but recap what happened to you, because this is important, and a lot of folks don't know about this.
Well, I offended the pharmaceutical industry, the CDC, the NIH. I offended everybody. I went against an agenda that threatened their bottom line and their policy, and I said, look, all I said is that further work needs to be done to establish whether there's a relationship between this vaccine and autism, and the heavens opened and came down on me. And so for many, many years, there was an attack. They put James Murdoch onto Rupert Murdoch's son. They put him onto the board of GlaxoSmithKline, the biggest manufacturer of MMR vaccine in Europe. His job was to come after me, and that's what he did. And so using mainstream media, I was vilified, and it was very difficult. It was me on one side, them on the other side, and there was some tough times ahead. But in the end, sadly, the sheer weight of numbers of damaged children, the inevitability of the association, the fact that the parents had come forward and simply told the truth about what happened to their children, and the CDC having to fake the data to get rid of that effect, I mean, all of these things culminated in a major shift, a seismic shift.
And you were given chances to back down, but you didn't.
No, absolutely not. This was far too important. As I say, Alex, it wasn't about me. It was about the future of the children of the world.
But it was about you. They made it about you, thinking if they could break you, they would break us, but you didn't break.
I didn't break.
Wow.
And so it came to the next movie, the infertility movie that you mentioned, and that was, I was finishing up a movie in 1986, The Act, about how the pharmaceutical companies were given liability protection from death and damage caused by their vaccine, something that was really not known to the public in the way that it should have been. But they had the perfect business model, that they had a mandatory market. Kids had to get vaccines to go to school. They had no liability, no downside. They weren't going to pay anything for medical legal. And so what we had is a situation of perfect business model. All they could do was make a profit. They made a massive profit. And that profit made them so powerful that allowed them to do what they have done with COVID shots, and perpetrate this crime upon the human population. And so I stuck with it, and I then finished that film up, That was number film number three. And then Bobby Kennedy's team presented me with this data that had been shot in East Africa, in Kenya, about infertility vaccines. And that's something that I kind of dismissed for a long time. Well, I was completely wrong to have done that, because when I looked at the data there in the published literature, has been papers talking about the design and the ultimate successful design of anti-fertility vaccines for use in the third world. Now, what they did then, and this was the allegation from the Catholic Church in Kenya, as a major healthcare provider, so it was a significant challenge, that you are using this vaccine to render women infertile without giving them any informed consent at all. Women of reproductive age, 15 to 50 years of age, were being...
Now, we're going to go to break, Dr. Wakefield, and I'm going to shut up, because this is your new film. We'll play the trailer at the bottom of the hour in about 15 minutes, but this is what it's all about. They have UN admitting they have infertility vaccines. They add this hormone to the shot, all of it. I mean, they're caught red-handed, and this is the precursor to everything we're facing now with the connections to these mRNA shots and reduced fertility. Dr. Andrew Wakefield's our guest. The new film, Infertility, A Diabolical Agenda. We'll tell you how to see the film coming up.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Agenda. People need to go there. They need to watch the film. They need to get it out to everybody they know. We'll play the trailer come next segment. So we've talked about some of your past, what's currently happening, and this key area of infertility and sterilization vaccines. You go to the UN website, type in infertility sterilization vaccines. It's a 30-40-year program. So I'm going to try to shut up now, doctors. So you can lay this out and why this is the next big push in your research.
Yeah, the infertility vaccine program started in New Delhi in India, but funded by the World Health Organization. And it started around the early 1970s, but by 1993, they'd been successfully developed an anti-fertility vaccine. And they then deployed that in developing countries. And they did so without any informed consent to the women involved. And it was much worse than that, Alex. They did so by claiming that these women were taking part in an anti tetanus vaccine campaign designed to protect the neonates, the newborn children in those countries. So not only were they not given informed consent, they were lied to about the purpose. That was the allegation. This story is really the uncovering, revealing of who was right, who was wrong, who lied, who told the truth. Because, of course, as happens when the few doctors came out and said, we are concerned that you are conducting an anti-fertility vaccine program under the guise of a tetanus program, then the heavens opened upon them. And the Kenyan government, the World Health Organization came down on them. It finally came to a study, a test. We'll put our vaccines in. You put your vaccines in from the same campaign. We will get them analyzed in an accredited laboratory, and we'll prove to you that there is no anti-fertility vaccine in there. And I don't want to spoil the end of the film, but it is an incredible tale of how a government and the World Health Organization were prepared to deceive the African people, the Kenyan mothers, the Kenyan mothers-to-be, not only to stop them bearing children in the future, but to abort existing pregnancies, successful pregnancies. It's an extraordinary story. It's only half an hour. It's free to watch. So please go and watch it, because there is...
Now, where do they find it? I want our millions of listeners right now. Infertilitythemovie.com.
That's it. Infertilitythemovie.com. And there is an extraordinary... One of the doctors in that, Dr. Karanja, at the end of the story, he says, watch out. He says, when they are finished with Africa, they are coming for you. Keep your children close. They will come for them, and they will come for you. And it was a prophetic warning to the rest of the world, and that's exactly what happened. Now, Dr. Karanja died under mysterious circumstances.
Well, like five African presidents that wouldn't take the COVID thing died.
Absolutely. And it was blamed on COVID. No, this man, according to his family, he was perfectly fit and healthy.
The globalists have a real hard on for Africans.
Oh, yeah. And so it is an extraordinary story, and one that really reminded me of just how deceitful and how dishonest these people really are, as if any of us needed reminding. And so finally, Alex, we come to the new movie, which we're in pre-production right here in Austin right now. This is now a...
Oh, it's good to have you back. I know you moved here, you moved to L.A. to produce films, now you're back.
Yeah, I lived on a boat in Biscayne Bay in South Florida for a while as well, and then now I'm back here in Austin making this new movie. So exciting times.
Great to have you, brother. Please continue with the new film.
The new film? Well, it was co-written. The bad thing about the pharmaceutical industry, but the good thing for screenwriters is that they give you an abundance of stuff to work with, material to work with, the lies, the fraud, the deception, the coercion, the bullying, the profit over people. And so this is a story that came to me some years ago It's a whistleblower story in the classic genre of whistleblower stories, like Erin Brockovich, The Big Short, this kind of thing. And I sat down, I co-wrote it with Terry Rossio. And people say, well, who's Terry Rossio? Terry Rossio wrote little-known films like Shrek, Pirates of the Caribbean, Aladdin, Godzilla versus King Kong.
So the good news is heavy hitters are deciding to join
in. Heavy hitters are joining in, and that's changing the landscape completely. So
I can tell you off record, that's happened with us too. So there's not just evil people in the world. In fact, historically, evil always gets its run like Hitler, and finally people wake up. And I think we're seeing that right now, that finally good goes, whoa, I got to get up off the couch here.
And the irony is that what has woken so many people up, apart from film, is COVID. COVID has brought to people's attention just how deceptive, just how dishonest, and just how...
So that's the good side of Hollywood, is you have top producers behind you now.
We have great people on the team, and that's a wonderful thing. The film also offers, because of the way that Hollywood has treated actors, you have to get this vaccine, you cannot come on set, you can't do this, you're out of a job. We've offered a home for people who have taken a view that, no, health freedom is actually much more important. So
and again, it's not about a victory lap, but I was talking to Dr. McCullough and Dr. Merkel and all of them. You got to do. I was talking to Joe Rogan this weekend at dinner, and Joe's like, yeah, we won this fight. I go, no, we haven't yet. You've got to do a victory lap to show you were right. He goes, okay, I guess I'll do it. But we need to say, hey, we were right. I mean, we were right.
We were. The mainstream media likes to ignore the fact that all those conspiracy theorists who came forward years ago have turned out to be absolutely right about everything that's happened.
You're a smart guy, Dr. Wakefield. How do you think the Empire Strikes Back?
How will it come? Well, I think, and I try and put myself in their position many times, you know, what's it like on K Street in those highly paid, you know, the offices of those extremely highly paid sort of publicists and front men for the pharmaceutical industry? It must be chaos. What have we got to do to get people to believe us? Because more and more and more people are walking away from this.
We're winning.
Saying, I've changed my mind. You lied to us, and we don't believe your vaccines are safe. My grandmother just died. My uncle died. My father died. My siblings have died. What's going on? Why are all these sportsmen dropping dead? Healthy people in the prime of life. What is going on? And they're trying to contain that message. It's getting out. It's getting out through the world, thanks to people like you, Alex. So people are waking up in droves to the reality of what we're facing, and hopefully in time to do something effective about it.
They admit they're planning new lockdowns. They admit they're planning new viruses.
Yeah, I think they've got major problems because people don't believe them anymore. And so when they come along and say monkeypox, or we got a new strain of this, new strain of that, and we're going to give you more of that, people are saying no. Actually, we're turning our backs on this, because even though we got the first shot or we got the second shot, we're not going to get a booster.
Lowest level of vaccination, not just for COVID, everybody's refusing it. Lowest level in history.
But I think what's happening is this is going across the bridge from the adult vaccine program with COVID, and people are saying, wow, this has been happening in the pediatric, the childhood vaccine program, for decades.
So why did they jump the shark and try this untested thing? I mean, why they were already in trouble, as the UN said 2.5 years ago in that meeting in Switzerland. They said everybody's turning against us. Our own doctors think these vaccines are hurting people. You see the videos. Why would they think, well, let's just double down?
I think Tony Fauci has a lot to do with this. When you are a politician, like Trump or anyone else, you know very little about the subject. You are totally dependent on those people who give you expert or so-called expert advice. You're not an epidemiologist, not a virologist. So if someone says to you, we've got this pandemic that's sweeping the world, people are going to die, we need to move very, very quickly to produce a vaccine, you're terrified because you don't know, okay, well, let's do it. Let's do it because this is the advice I'm getting from my top medical advisor. What you've got to understand is that Tony Fauci had a vaccine and vaccine-only agenda. The diseases for which he is responsible in this country for solving, all the autoimmune diseases, the allergic diseases, have gone up dramatically. If he was a CEO...
That's right. Stay right there, Dr. Wakefield.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, Green Fiber Capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. There's limited time, left time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up Green Fiber Capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Code. Cut.com. That's GCN TaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Agenda. I want to get into the future stuff you're talking about. The numbers coming out now, but I want to play this trailer. Tell us again about this film. Millions of people are watching right now. They just go get the free film. If they just share it, we can save a lot of lives here. This is an admitted, caught red-handed UN depopulation program.
Yep, get it out far and wide. Everybody you know, it's an extraordinary film. It's 30 minutes. It's easy watching. It really is a remarkable story. And I was very proud to be part of it. So please take a look at it. And it really changed my mind on this whole issue of, is there a depopulation agenda? And the answer is categorically yes. And of course, it's got far worse. When Tony Fauci goes out there and says of the COVID shots, there is absolutely no evidence, none whatsoever, that this can affect fertility. What he doesn't tell you is that is based upon the fact that there's been no science behind it. When that science is done, for example, the study in Israel of sperm counts in sperm donors before and after the vaccine, a very good study, following the same individuals over time, it shows a significant fall in sperm count and motility. That is really worrying. Why? Because it comes against the background of a massively, rapidly declining sperm count in men over the last 100 years anyway. So as a threat, to an existential threat to mankind, it's huge.
Incredible. Let's go ahead and play the trailer for Infertility, a Diabolical Agenda. Here it is.
It's really sad when you see pharmaceutical industry and people interested in profit and maybe other things like population control actually injuring people on purpose to achieve their ends.
To imagine that a system somewhere, some people somewhere are behind my inability to carry pregnancy to term, that is a diabolical agenda.
And woe to them, because as long as I'm here alive in this world, they bring any vaccines here, I will hunt it down, analyze it, and tell the Kenyan people what it is.
A story that is reminiscent of Jean Lucaire's The Constant Gardener. On April 29th, 2021, Dr. Karanja was killed, officially, by the SARS-CoV-2 virus. The late Dr. Karanja had a message for the rest of the world.
When they are through with Africa, they're coming for you. Keep your children ready. They will come for them. And they'll come for you.
And right now in Europe and the United States are funding black supremacists to mow down, do mass shootings of white people every day. This is part of a larger plan. Shame on those people that have done this. We're all one human community and we're standing against this right now. We can see what they're doing, Dr. Wakefield.
We can. And I want to reassure people, Alex, this is very, very important, is that people think we're losing. We're losing. This is terrible. We're in a terrible situation. What you have to understand is the history. When I first got involved in this, as I say, 5 to 10 people, a handful of people around the world were prepared to discuss the issue of vaccine safety. Now it's the majority of the adult population of the world. There is a massive movement towards health freedom, towards concerns over vaccines and vaccine safety, as well as other pharmaceuticals, as to the nefarious practices of the pharmaceutical companies, of their close ties with government officials and the agencies like the FDA that are there supposedly to regulate them. So we are prevailing. We are winning.
We are.
People need to take that message away and push harder, because it's really going to turn around very quickly.
I know you only follow science, but what is this lust of the globalists? Well, they pose as liberals and try to put blacks in positions of liberal leadership to sell the agenda like Black Lives Matter, but they really hate black people. Do we know why that is?
I don't know. It's a question I wanted to ask them all along. And people say, for example, with the vaccine issue, how could they do this? Surely they couldn't. Surely the CDC wouldn't fake data that would put children at risk of serious injury. And why do they do it? And that's not a question for me. The question is for them. And I'd love to pose it to them. Why did you do it? What led you to do this? You know, throughout history, we've said, how could people do this? How could the Nazis behave in the way they... And that's a question I'd love to put to them, because I do not understand how anyone with an
average... And again, the average black American's voting Republican, voting patriot, doesn't mean that Trump's perfect, but they're waking up. But then you have the left saying, oh, we love black people, but all they do is try to destroy them and then get them to do bad things, so we hate them.
Yes, and to divide a population, divided in so many ways, and people talk about unity. There is a disparity. One of the strengths of this country is the diversity of the country. There is this hybrid vigor in America that has come from all of these people coming from around the world to create an extraordinary...
For folks who don't know that, in any animal, a hybrid is stronger than like an inbred Queen of England.
That's right. This concept of hybrid vigor is intermixing to the point where the best genes get selected and you have, you know, the strongest, healthiest people. And so we have this hybrid vigor in America precisely because people have come in from all over the world and have made their homes here and have created this hybrid vigor, this
extraordinary... There's an attack on an American dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which they pose as they're claiming they're creating division. They're not creating unity.
No, they're creating division. And you see it all the time. I mean, just Joe Biden's speech the other day, it was so manifestly obvious that it was
troops,
divisive.
Red background, declaring war on his political enemies, saying they're violent. He did it again last night.
Yeah, and I'm an outsider. I come into this country as an immigrant, someone who came in sort of political and professional exile from the UK, and I've thrived. I love this country. It's a great country. And to hear Biden talking about Trump supporters as though they are terrorists.
Well, he says they're Hitler while he's on a Hitler background. Nighttime rally, red light, that's Hitler.
Yeah. You and I have been around the country talking at meetings with General Mike Flynn and others, and there are people there that church, that auditorium is packed with patriotic Americans. There's not...
And they're every color, and that's what scares them.
There's not hate amongst them. They're black, they're white, they're all kinds of people there. And they've come because they share a vision of what this country is and what it should seek to continue to be.
I think we're winning, though there's a lot of casualties. Do you disagree with that? And A, and then B, again, I said this earlier, but... How does the enemy strike back? I keep saying that because they're not going to give up. They're losing right now, but they're not going to give up.
Yes, we've seen them attack us in the media. We've seen them take us off social media. We've seen them really push their agenda as hard as they possibly can. I wonder where they will come next. I mean, can they? And this is one of the reasons I make film now, is that film is a way of getting a crucial message.
It's the most powerful.
Yeah, the most powerful way. And because people, American people in particular, understand film. And you entertain them and you educate them second, but you entertain them first. They get them sitting there, sitting forward in their seats, wanting to watch more, wanting to know more. And you've got an audience. So as long as you're honest with them and you tell them the truth, then you're going to change minds.
Well, that's why your story, I don't even talk about yourself, but your story of being telling the truth, demonized, destroyed, rebuilt, is really the redemption story.
It is. I remember telling you, Alex, years ago, that time that it really changed for me when I was down in West Texas in Bandera, and it was dead of night.
The stars.
Absolutely. I looked up at the sky, and there was just millions and billions and billions of stars. And I suddenly thought, you know what? This isn't about me at all. The universe really doesn't care terribly much what happens to Andy Wakefield. It's about something much, much more important. And that moment really changed everything for me, because when I realized that it wasn't about me, it wasn't personal, it was about something much more important, then it was a huge weight off my shoulders, a huge burden off my shoulders. And I could continue, didn't matter what they said about me, I could continue doing the work with a good heart, with a free sort of conscience.
Beautiful. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, final segment straight ahead. His new film and where we go from here, straight ahead. Infertility, a diabolical...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But for First, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Film, Infertility, A Diabolical Agenda, which you've got not just this film's website open on screen, but your own website. Such critical information. How do people find it?
1986-1986theact.com. 1986theact.com. And you can go there and you can watch all of our movies. Stream them, download them.
And people are really receptive and ready for this.
Absolutely. People are loving these films.
It's like the springtime is the time to plant. The human mind is ready for liberation. So I'm going to try to shut the last 10 minutes. You've got the floor to cover whatever you want.
But you asked me a question, Alex, about what will they do next? How will the empire strike back? And I didn't have an immediate answer, but I think you highlighted one of those ways, and that is through the use of pandemics. People are terrified of infection. They don't understand it. They don't understand what was coming, and they're easily manipulated in those circumstances, particularly people who have trusted the man in the white coat for a very long time. Elderly people, we're going to do what we're told because that's what the doctor tells us to do, and that's a terrifying situation. So what will happen next? Well, you've highlighted the possibility that they're going to use another infectious agent, another pandemic, to instill fear into the global population again, and I think that maybe the way that they'll go about it, I think it will fail just as monkeypox vaccines are failing, just as that narrative is going down the tubes because people don't believe them anymore. People do not trust them. And part of their initiative...
Well, one death in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. And their initiative now is to understand the mindset of those who are vaccine resistant, those who are reluctant. And they... spend millions of dollars trying to analyze them.
So this last attack is like a beta test.
Yeah, they never come to us and say, why are you concerned about vaccine safety? And I could deliver them the facts. That never happens. It never happens. They assume that we're just uneducated anti-vaxxers who... No, I spent 30 years studying...
If something protected me, I'd take it every day.
Absolutely. If it was safe and if it was effective, you would take it every day. And I think that the new movie that we're making now really hammers home on this safe and effective narrative in the biggest way. It's going to be very exciting. It's going to cause, no doubt, a great deal of trouble in certain quarters, but it's the truth. And our job is to get the truth out there.
How, if the whole thing's blown up in their face, and all these lawsuits are starting, and we know there's secret agreements, and 9 out of 10 dying at triple jab, how do they get out of this? Like, why would they do something so crazy?
I don't think they do. I think that it, when you look at it, what you've got are executives within the companies, they don't care. They've made their money. I think there have been 5 billionaires who've come out of Moderna already.
I mean, I think Pfizer's made $100 billion.
Yeah, and they move on. They're interested in their stock price. They're satisfying their stockholders, making their bonuses and moving on. So they don't care what the long term for these vaccines is. That's not their issue. They're not liable for safety issues, and so they move on. They'll move on to the next one. And it really is left for the people to pick up the pieces, the people who've been jabbed.
But why not put out sugar water and still make your $100 billion, instead kill a bunch of people and make enemies?
Yes, I don't understand why they've gone about it in this way. I think it will turn out to be the biggest mistake they've ever made. And again, you pointed out earlier that people like Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the most published physicians in North America, changing sides, coming over and saying, no, this is wrong. People, a lot of major, major scientists, physicians, healthcare staff coming over to our side and saying this is wrong. And what those people will come to realize in time is that it didn't start with this shot, the COVID shot. It started a long time ago with the pediatric vaccine schedule, and that is the message that we will be bringing to people in the next movie.
Well, that was the numbers I saw, is that record low uptake in modern history of the shots. They've just, like, remember 3 years ago in December of 2019, they had that big UN meeting on vaccine efficacy in Switzerland. We played the clips here. They said, our doctors don't believe it. It's killing people. It's not working. Everybody's against us. So they double down and do it again. Now they have completely destroyed any credibility of any vaccines.
They have. And they've only got themselves to blame. You see, what they do is they label people as anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. What I am is pro. I'm pro-good science. I'm pro-informed consent. I'm pro-doing the job right. I'm pro-parents being able to make the right decisions, the right healthcare choices for themselves and their children. That's what I'm about. I'm pro. This label of anti-vaxxers is really just something that is conveniently put out there in the media, like conspiracy theorists, that just puts you in a bracket and, oh, we don't need to take any notice of them because they're anti-vaxxers. No, we have been pushing for good science throughout, and that is what we will continue to do.
So what comes next? Because, again, if they had an anti-flu shot that didn't have a bunch of side effects, or they were honest about it, little side effect, had studies, and I don't know, with the flu, I'll take it. If they had something that worked, I'm all for it. Why put out a bad product and then try to cover it up?
I think fundamentally the whole principle of giving someone a vaccine, let's say a respiratory virus like measles that we caught through the oral route that we breathed in, is now being injected into the skin, changed the biology of that virus completely in terms of the way the body saw it, the way the body handled it. And it was assumed, and this is the problem, it was assumed that it would be okay. There is another assumption I would just want to talk about, Alex. I hope we've got time. And that is, comes back to this infertility issue, is that a doctor got up, a Canadian scientist who was a vaccinologist, and he said, we've made a huge mistake. When we developed this vaccine, we assumed that when we injected it, it would remain at the site of injection. We assumed, based upon our knowledge of childhood vaccines doing the same. No, they don't. No one's ever done those studies. That was the first misconception, is that no one's ever looked at the childhood vaccine to see if they stay in at the site of injection. No, they go out throughout the body. He said the big mistake we made is we made that assumption, but they made that assumption on behalf of 7 billion people, the world's population, who they intended to vaccinate. They then find, after giving the vaccine, that it doesn't remain at the site of injection. It goes throughout the body, and it binds specifically to certain things like the ovaries. and where it will produce inflammation and autoimmune attack, and it will render some women infertile, the same with men, the testes. And so you cannot make assumptions on behalf of the entire world population that it's going to behave in the way you want it to behave, because it won't. Because
I take a clip I played last week of the head of Pfizer saying, I didn't believe in mRNA, but my scientists came and said they thought it would work, so I did it. It's like gambling.
It's an experiment. It's never been done before. It's a huge failure, and it's throwing up all kinds of complications. And the irony of all of this is people are getting sick, and, of course, they need pharmaceutical products to treat their symptoms.
It's obviously premeditated. So
they're making money at the front end and the back end. It's just, you know.
Yeah, it's obviously premeditated. So let me ask you this in closing. How does it, you don't have to speculate, but gut level, how does it end for them? I think they've jumped the shark. I think they've gone too far. How do you see it currently ending for what Big Pharma's done?
I think that there will be a lot of litigation that will bring a lot of attention to this issue. They will may well try and push another pandemic agenda. It will fail, and people are waking up.
And I agree. And the CEOs move on with the money. They don't care what happens to the
company. They don't care. And so our job is to keep getting that information out there, making the films, telling the stories, and progressively winning over the right-thinking people.
And we are winning.
We are winning.
Now, you talk about the numbers. I mean, you were like five scientists 25 years ago. Now it's, I mean, the tide's on your side.
Oh, yeah. More than half the world's adult population have now said, we do not believe this vaccine is either safe or effective or necessary. And you've lied to us. And we're not touching it. Thank you.
Well, that's what that head of the UN vaccine program we showed on the screen earlier, she said 3 years ago. She said, no one trusts us. Our scientists, our doctors don't believe us. No one's ever going to take vaccines again, and then they double down. It's crazy.
They have nowhere to go, Alex. They have nowhere to go. And once you start to lie, there's no way out. Once you start to commit scientific fraud, there's no way out. It just gets worse. You have to keep covering up the last mistake, the last lie you told. And it just eventually the public turn around and say, enough. And that's what's happening now.
So we think of evil people, at least I do, as like supervillains that are invincible. They're really not. They're really a joke. It's like Hitler attacking North Africa and Poland and France and England and Russia. Like, what was he thinking? He's just a mad dog. I mean, they're just mad dogs.
Yeah, I think they're motivated by certain things. Some have this grand scientific agenda. Some it's pure profit. Some we'll never know. But there is this sort of corporate mentality that, well, he's doing it, so I'll do it. He told me to do it, so I'm okay doing it. No.
They feel protected from liability.
They've got to take personal responsibility as well as corporate responsibility for their actions, and if they don't do that and people get hurt, then they're going to pay a price.
And that's the answer, holding them responsible. Infertility, a diabolical agenda. The free film is out right now. We'll put that URL on screen for TV viewers. And Dr. Wakefield, thank you so much for all you've done. Please don't come back every 2 years. InfertilityTheMovie.com. Please come back on a routine basis.
Will do. Thank you so much.
God bless you, brother. Great job. Totally vindicated right there. A real hero. All right. Special guest coming up next hour. I got 5 more minutes I'm going to do. And then the special guest takes over in the war room at 3 p.m. today. Central. Infowars.com/show. Infertility. A diabolical agenda. Dr. Wakefield, let me shake your hand before you leave. That guy's a hero right there. That's my great job. I get to know people like this. Thank you. I love you. God bless you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.